Ladies and gentlemen, could I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's poke you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury, he who had.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Talia Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Okay. There's certain rules you have to follow when you do a radio show, one of which is you have to play the legal ID either going into the top of the hour or coming out of the top of the hour. And guess what I forgot to do, Derek? That hasn't happened often in my career.
I haven't seen that one.
It's been here.
Started our show.
This will be the most listened to legal ID in the history of radio. Here you go.
I think it's going to play. I need it to play.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go. And we follow that up with Cardi B.
Seamless transition.
Boom. Joey Wagner, writer for Illini Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at MrWagner25. Are you the most famous person from Pekin other than DA Points? Go.
Scott Altman, right?
Oh!
Astronaut.
Yes!
And then for some work purposes, we'll say Derek Burson, Illinois basketball SID. We'll put him up there ahead of me.
I did not know that Derek Burson was from Pekin.
He is, yeah.
Wow! Who's the, there's a guy there that played basketball. I think his son played for Bradley?
Jeremy Crouch played for Bradley. It was part of that run that they went on in the NCAA tournament. He led the country in three-point shooting percentages.
Okay. So Joey's like sixth now. You're top 10.
We're top 10, yeah.
You're top 10. That's pretty solid, man.
I'm not making Champaign's top 10.
I won't accept that, but I'll take it.
Piper's like, I'm not making Villa Grove's top 10. So, hey, what the heck, right? I mean, listen. All right, Joey Wagner. I want to know... Because I was watching your tweets on the way out to Pennsylvania. I want to know, honestly, what was going through your mind on the way out there in terms of covering this Illinois-Penn State game. I mean, was there anything inside you that said, maybe we pull the upset? I mean, what was your thought process of going all the way to Happy Valley on the way there? What were you thinking?
Well, one... I wanted to make the most of it, right? Like, I was driving out there, and I had some stops that I, you know, feel like I did do that. But in the back of your mind, you think, I don't know, I know there's not a lot of media traveling here. Like, what if you're one of the, in this case, three who's there? And you thought, listen, I don't know. And you think, well, if Sean Clifford doesn't play, maybe, right? I mean, it obviously changed the Iowa game when he got hurt. But then, I mean, come on now, right? I mean, the last thing we saw from this Illinois team was a 24-0 loss to Wisconsin that really wasn't quite as competitive as that.
No.
So it was really hard to reasonably sit there and think, like, yeah, they'll do this. There's a pretty good chance. I'd be lying if I said that was the case.
Joey, what was the vibe in that stadium? It was homecoming.
Yes.
And we know that that's one of the biggest stadiums in college football, 100,000-plus. Mm. And just going through that game, I'm sure that – I know sitting at home, I was like, okay, this is – interesting, but probably Illinois finds a way, and the top 10 team finds a way to walk away with a win and go to Columbus next weekend. What was the – I'm imagining there was a lot of anxiety that built up as you went towards the end of regulation and into those overtimes.
I'll tell you, I don't know where this voice was coming from, but it was clearly a fan, and the press box windows were open. And Chase Brown, by about the seventh, eighth, ninth time that he was picking up 4 or 5 yards at a time, there was one fan – who just continued to scream, "Get him!" every single carry. And obviously they didn't. But that was almost the only thing that I really heard. Obviously we're up there a little bit, separated from all of the fans, but you heard that all the time. But you could start to feel it get a little more tense in there, because there were so many times, especially in that second half, that you thought, okay, Penn State's got the ball. Illinois' offense outside of the running game really isn't going anywhere. And to be honest, for a couple weeks, we had seen this defense play really well and then start to fizzle a little bit in the fourth quarter. So I think there was, okay, Penn State's going to get this thing on track. They're a top 10 team, and they're going to go. But then as possession by possession went and it wasn't happening, then I thought you could maybe feel it getting a little more tense in there. And people started to probably realize that, oh boy, this is not at all what we expected. And it wasn't even one of those, we were outside doing the pregame show with WCIA, and it wasn't even one of those that you heard a lot of people talk about Illinois, right? It was just it's homecoming, we're here, let's have a good time and watch Penn State. And the opponent just wasn't really brought up. And I understand why, but I think it became really real there late in the fourth quarter and obviously through overtime.
Joe, you mentioned Chase Brown. Obviously, Josh McGray had a big game as well. Who was the most impressive to you watching it live? Was it the running back group? Was it the O-line creating the holes? Or was it that defense being able to keep you in the game even when things were ugly, particularly at the quarterback position, but just the way they've played here, compounding in these weeks leading up to this game and then to do that to a top-10 team?
Man, it's hard to not say Chase Brown and Josh McCray, right? I mean, just the way that those two ran, they just set the tone. But to do that, you have to factor in the offensive line, all the 9 blockers that they had up there. I mean, it was in 2021, they sent 9 guys up there to block and basically threw the forward pass out the window. And it worked, which is the wildest thing about all of this against a Power 5 team who knew it was coming over and over again. It worked. And so I think you've got to kind of marry their 2 running backs and all 9 of those blockers, which includes the tight end. It was just impressive that a team like Penn State was so thoroughly dominated in the trenches over and over and over again. It wasn't just a one-quarter flash in the pan. It was so consistent, and Illinois didn't even have a threat to pass, right? I mean, you didn't have, if you're Penn State, I don't know why you would have to really honor that. It just wasn't working. But it's got to be those guys. But man, that defense just really, in such a big and meaningful way, stepped up and stemmed the tide of all of those weeks that it just kind of, fell apart a little bit at the end. It was really all over. That running game was something else.
Incredible. Joey Wagner, our guest, writer for Illini Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter, at MrWagner25. I don't know how it works now with COVID, et cetera, but it used to be when I would cover a game for WAND, if I were in the press box, the last 5 minutes of a game, you got to go down on the field and kind of experience at game level. Now, sometimes I would actually video the game and shoot the game, so I'd be down there the whole time. Were you able to go down? And if you were you able to watch every one of those overtimes, or how'd that work?
No, it was so frustrating. In Champaign and at some other stadiums, you can go down, like you said, for those last 5 minutes. Penn State, press box, and field access were 2 different things. So we couldn't go down there. And really, to be honest, maybe part of it in my mind was we all just traveled from Illinois here. And not that, we should have them, Penn State writers shouldn't have. That's not what I'm saying. But you miss so much color and emotion in the press box versus being on field level and feeling it and hearing it and seeing things up close. So that was a little frustrating.
We've all covered upsets where you go into a locker room and sometimes, there's just elation. There's some dumbfoundedness, almost like, how did that happen? What was the locker room setting, or at least the idea of when you talked to coach and the players afterwards, what was that like?
I think there was a lot of elation on the field. A ton of it. And I saw the video that the Illinois Athletics account put out there and that carried into the locker room, but I think at some point, both the two things of one, upsetting Penn State on the road, and then also just the way that it happened.
Yes.
Right? I mean, 9 overtimes and 3 yards. It was all anyone needed. I've never seen such a struggle for anyone to get 3 yards. And so you put all of that together, I would have to think it was just this kind of level of, whoa, you know, it was take a second to process kind of everything that this was after that huge burst of elation kind of, you know, wore off a little bit.
You have been to so many games in your life, so many press passes. Is this one that you'll kind of keep as a keepsake, knowing that it was the longest game in college football history? You were there to cover it?
I'm a hoarder, Lon. I keep all of them.
I've got mine somewhere.
but there's somewhere. Like, I don't have maybe a file cabinet. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those. And to be honest, when I was sitting in the press box, and just the way that, strangely, like the time of day for some reason sent me back there, but I got a lot of those vibes from Michigan State in 2019.
Oh.
Just kind of the sun starts to go down a little bit, and just the reality of this is happening. That I don't know why, and then Michigan State was a little later in the evening, but it just, for some reason, those two things kind of tied together in my mind.
You know, that worked.
When the sun goes down, yeah!
All right, that just worked out perfect, Joey. Sorry.
Hey, you're welcome.
Joey, was there a specific player that was the best to talk to after that?
Yeah.
Like the most colorful in terms of like what it meant to them, or just gave the best answer? Who was the best interview after that type of an upset?
Well, Alex Palcheski is always great. I think he's really fun to talk to, and it mattered a lot to him. But Keith Randolph, he was outstanding
in
the game. I mean, he probably saved the game in the seventh overtime.
Yep.
On a shovel pass, he's really taking that step as a football player, and it's showing in a huge way. And he was just a great interview. I mean, he's got a lot of personality anyway, and it mattered to him to really silence that Penn State crowd. He wasn't afraid to say that. He was, I don't know if it was Instagram or Snapchat, but taking videos kind of out there with all this swirling around it. He was just a blast to talk to after that game. He is after basically every game.
He was huge. All right, Joey, last question about this game. Your shtick, in a way, with Illini Inquirer is to kind of find a unique story. I think that's something that you've always been able to do, and you've always kind of prided yourself on. What would be a story that you would look back in 10 years and say, that would have been the story? Or what story could it be that you could write from that game? That's a hard one.
That's a really good question. There's a couple, right? And I think the defense, if you look back and if you put this whole defense for the past 5 years, 6 years, however long you want to go back into context, they're not good. It's just not been good. And it really wasn't good in September at Virginia. I mean, I remember Jeremy Werner and I were like, oh my gosh, oh no, you know, this is going to be a really long year because it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw the signs turn, but not all the way, right? It was like three really good quarters, but then, you know, Maryland scores twice in the last 5 minutes. So Purdue gets it together. And you got to think, like, is this going to gel? Is this going to click? And then it does for the full four quarters. And then, oh, by the way, for 9 overtimes.
Yeah.
7 of which are holding them to 3 yards, really. So I think if you look back and you really contextualize everything that was, that was a huge performance, and one that kind of gets lost in, you know, hey, look at all these yards. Look at this. What in the world is this? 9 blockers in 2021. You know, right. But that defense just really stood strong. And then I spent a little time kind of thinking about Josh McCray and his path. He committed to Brett Bielema in December, and twice he's gone on the road in the Big Ten and put up 140-plus yards, and one of which was at Penn State.
Wow.
I mean, just maybe in 4 years, you know, we'll see what his career turns into. But that could end up being such a big moment because of who it was and what it was and where it was for a kid who is 18 years old, right? Or however, 18, 19 years old, and that was his 7th college football game.
Mm.
I mean, that was and Chase Brown had all the yards, right? But so did Josh McCray, and it's just, if you consider everything with him and his journey, that was really, really a heck of a performance for a true freshman.
Okay, I'm jumping in one more time. Brett Bielema's first game ever with Josh Whitman was there, right? Was watching that game in Happy Valley, okay, and then he wins it. So I've got your what do you call it? Who comes up with the headlines? Is that the editor?
That's all of us now. But
yeah.
Depends.
So you could say how Happy Valley truly has been a happy place for Brett Bielema. Joey Wagner has more. Boom!
I think Lon just nominated himself to be Inquirer's editor.
No, you do not want me there. I'd be putting commas and dot, dot, dots after everything. That's all I'd do. I bet that was a happy flight. I bet Rafael Farcol couldn't have had a happier flight than that one.
Right?
Oh, still too soon. There's still too soon from the wild card game. I'm not ready to hear any Cardinals references.
I love it.
Joe, I know the question that most are asking now is, what do you do to follow this up? Can you beat a Rutgers team where right now Illinois is an underdog, a slight one, like a one-point underdog? Figure that one out. But what do you think, what is your expectation for, can they build on this? Can they really show a turnaround, or will this still be difficult with what's going on at quarterback and some of the limitations still within this team?
Yeah, I think both. I think it is going to be difficult. I mean, I think there are winnable games. Rutgers is winnable. Minnesota is winnable. Northwestern is winnable. But it's not guaranteed. I wouldn't even say guaranteed. Obviously, that's a silly thing to say. But it's not – I don't know how many people are still going to go into that and say, yeah, Illinois is going to win each of these three games.
True.
Because there is a question at quarterback. And I still think there's still a little bit of – fans or nationally, people say, I don't know, is this really worth jumping back in on this team? Because you just don't know. But I do think that win really, it definitely extended any postseason intrigue. But I don't know how you can say, okay, Illinois went into Penn State and won, and it wasn't really a fluke win. I mean, they dominated Penn State in most every aspect, save for the passing offense. And then say, I don't know if they can beat Rutgers, Minnesota, or Northwestern because they just beat Penn State on the road. Yeah, right. They've got to do it. And that's the big thing. And to get back-to-back wins, if they can beat Rutgers, which certainly seems possible, if not likely, then I think you can start to look and say, okay, Minnesota on the road, tough game. But, hey, look at this. I think you are starting to see signs of this fingerprint, this footprint of this coaching staff on the program, and the players are buying in and they're executing. But it does get me to change the outlook a little bit. And maybe that end, maybe on Saturday, I think, nope. It's just a flash in the pan. And that's the thing that, winning isn't here yet, but it does, at least for the moment, you think, I don't really have a good reason to say that they couldn't beat any of these three teams. And you have Iowa, right? Before the game, I said, hey, Iowa and Penn State, you probably just want to hang close. And I could not have been more wrong because obviously they beat Penn State. But there's still a lot of intrigue really still packed into these last four games.
Well said.
Joe, you mentioned a couple of other stops you had on that trip out east. I don't want you to give away too much. I know you're going to have a story on Inquirer, but you did
Hooters in Columbus? No, that would have been one of my stops.
I don't know.
Oh.
You'd have to fill us in on that. Sincere Harris, you got a chance to see the top 100 basketball commit. We know it feels like we know a decent amount more about Jaden Epps. Now, Harris, when I was out on the trail in July, he was hurt, so wasn't playing AAU, but you got a chance to spend some time with him. Anything that you could share or just kind of tease what you got coming to Inquirer with that?
Yeah, I put this out there after he and I talked, and Derek, you probably know this much better than I do. I don't even know if I wasn't covering Illinois at the time, but as I was talking to Sincere's high school coach, that he said a lot of things, and I stepped back and I thought, am I at Brad's introductory press conference here? Like, in the words that he was saying and the way that he described Sincere Harris is a lot of the ways that Brad describes what he's looking for. And then you felt maybe a little bit of Chester Frazier and competitive, tough, a winner. And those are things, I mean, they're like burned in my brain. I've heard Brad say that so many times. I know you have too. And that is the first thing that jumped out is, beyond all the physical stuff, and you're much better at knowing that than I am, those three things, I was like, hey, I've heard this more times than I can count. And that was probably the biggest takeaway for me from that is just that embodies so much of what Brad's looking for. And really, guys, kind of what Chester's looking for and kind of the way he played, right? He was a lot of those three things.
Definitely. One more on hoops before we got to get a little Cardinals-Packers smack talk for Thursday here.
Oh, I forgot.
So I won't delay that too much longer, but as the hoop season approaches, what's the biggest thing that you're looking forward to, or what's kind of a storyline or something that you're really looking to see you know where this Illinois team's ultimately going to go with high expectations yet again?
Probably one of the two X factors, right? And I think when I say that, I don't have to. So it's Austin Hutcherson and Coleman Hawkins, because I think you know a lot. I think there's a lot of other knowns or pretty close to knowns in the case of Andre Curbelo, right? I mean, Kofi Coburn is such a known person in college basketball in the Big Ten and what he's able to do. Trent Frazier and Damonte Williams in their fifth year, like, we know so much about what they can do on a basketball floor. I think we learned a lot about Jacob Grandison. Andre Curbelo, we know, but I still think we are, like, a lot of people are expecting him to take a huge jump, which isn't unrealistic. I just, like, we have to address, like, that is a large leap that people are expecting out of him. But we just don't know that much about Austin Hutcherson and Coleman Hawkins. And if you can get one, or I'm sure in Illinois' case, ideally both of those guys to really play not at an all Big Ten level or anything crazy or silly like that, but can be really important rotation pieces, then all of a sudden the depth is extended. And we thought Illinois teams have had depth only to get into late January, early February and say, oh boy, this is not quite as long of a rotation as we thought it was going to be. But if you can get it out of one or both of those guys, then I think there's a lot of different pieces and ways that Brad Underwood can tinker with those you know, five guys out there.
Joey, finish this thing off. Thursday night football.
Let's go!
In Arizona, I know that Devontae Adams is kind of a downer
and
here.
And Lazard. Yeah.
But hey, we had a conversation in the offseason. When you filled in for Lon, I could just see the disgust and kind of the confusion with the Aaron Rodgers. Things have played out okay for you guys, 6-1. What do you think about Thursday night potentially knocking off the undefeated Cardinals?
Oh, no. I'm absolutely ready to get hurt without Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard. I'm impressed with this team. There are things that I like, but not having the best wide receiver in the NFL,
right.
You know, even if I take my Homer glasses off at top three, right? I don't like it. And then you've got to put up enough points to go up against Kyler Murray and that offense, and I don't like it. I would like to see it again when everyone was healthy.
Yeah.
And the Packers also have a lot of other injuries too, right? I mean, they're really kind of dinged up there. And I'm not making an excuse. My team's 6-1, and I'm thrilled every Sunday. I just think realistically, it's hard to expect.
I agree.
A good flight on Thursday.
Yeah, and on the flip side, Arizona's getting Zach Allen, getting Chandler Jones back from the COVID. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It's almost if Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard do not play. I mean, that's just so unfair to Green Bay to have to go in, because you're right. You've got to put up points against Arizona. And I don't know. Derek asked me, he's like, you got to be feeling good. And I'm like, I am, but in a weird way, like, I can see the storyline on Friday, like, Aaron Rodgers without his top two receivers throws for 400 and somehow, and then I'll be like, wow, I'm like you as a Bears fan. I hate him. But yeah, you're right. I Arizona's good. They're good. And Green Bay's really good. They're both really good. And I could see those two teams clashing in January, and that would be a fun match. Ooh, would that be fun?
It would. I'm beginning to think that Derek just texted me to come on today just to find a way to fill some time before I could get into Lon reminding me that the Cardinals are going to win on Thursday.
I totally forgot.
So thank you.
I totally forgot you were a Packers fan until he said that. I was like, oh, that's right.
I would not purposely try to talk Packers after what Aaron Rodgers, the disgusting words he threw at our fan base.
Look, it should be a really – I still think it's going to be a fun game, because I've watched Aaron Rodgers for long enough to know that he's going to even without Devontae Adams, he's obviously going to be missing the talent there. But I don't know. I still have trust in Aaron Rodgers, because why in the world would I not?
Right.
I still feel like he can do something. And that running game really has been pretty impressive with Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon over the last couple of weeks. And if there's any hope that I think that they could maybe tread a little water there, it's those two and then obviously Aaron Rodgers.
and your defensive coordinator out with COVID. I thought right after Sunday's game, Arizona's game, I looked at Andrew, my son, and I said, can you imagine being the defensive coordinator for Green Bay, and his name escapes me, I apologize, and then Van Joseph, there we go, and Vance Joseph for Arizona, and saying, hey, here's the deal, you got 3 days to prepare for the Packers and Cardinals offense. Good luck! I mean, I just can't imagine, like, all of a sudden it's like, all right, you got to play the Packers. Now, this is when Adams was healthy and Lazard. Hey, you get to play the Packers, but you only get 3 days to prepare for them, and really you can't do much on a practice field. Or if you're Green Bay saying, hey, you get to face Kyler Murray, who's maybe the front runner for the MVP, and you got 3 days. Good luck. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and, I'll tell you, it escapes me who's going to call the plays for Green Bay if Joe Barry cannot go. But I would politely ask not to do that if I was not the defensive coordinator, right? I mean, someone else can take it from here. Good luck out there, kid.
No doubt. Joey Wagner, we've kept you too long, and we appreciate it. Writer for Illini Inquirer, at Mr. Wagner 25. Here's what's going to happen Saturday. Joey Wagner's going to look across. Of course, the game's at 11. It's going to have to go long for the sun to be coming down, but he's going to sit there and say, Illinois is going to win this game, and Lante's going to cash his over three bat in Vegas. Let's go! That's what I need to hear, and that's the article I need to see on Sunday morning, Joey.
I'll make it all about you, Lon, I promise.
You're the man. Joey, thank you, buddy.
All right, boys, take care.
Thanks,
good
Joey.
Stuff, man. The pride of Pekin. Joey Wagner, writer for Illini Inquirer. What a great addition he's been to your team at Illini Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at Mr. Wagner 25. All right, Brett Bielema had one more soundbite that I want everyone to hear. It's kind of previewing Rutgers and recapping that crazy ending in Penn State that Joey Wagner was a witness to. Cool stuff. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll get you ready for Game 1, Braves Astros tonight. World Series is upon us. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Hey, it's Lante
and Derek Piper.
Join us live every Friday before home football games this season at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
We'll be giving away prizes, Illini football tickets, and more.
Come kick back, listen to our show, and grab a Slugger Burger.
It's College Game Day Live with Tay and Piper.
every Friday before home football games at Pia's.
Han's going to be there?
Of course I'll be there.
Ah, great.
On ESPN Radio 93.5.
If you're familiar with the world's fastest mower, then you already know about Dixie Chopper at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana, your local dealer for Rhino AG 3-point hitch and Batwing mowers. See the great end-of-season pricing on the Dixie Chopper and check out the full line of Lucas Oil products. Dedicated Diesel is the area's original liquid tube dealer with great season-ending deals on the world's fastest mower, the Dixie Chopper. For more details, visit Dedicated Diesel at 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Pumpkin spice and everything nice. It's the reason you love the season. And this fall, you can get it all at Prairie Gardens. So dress your door with autumn galore, like unique wreaths handmade in Illinois. Add more accents with fall candle scents. All the decor to fall in love with your home all season long. You'll love bringing fall home at prices that make it all easy. Exclusively at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, boutique, framing, and the best in seasons and home decor.
Hey, Alana. Fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at JetsPizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the Scarecrow Hunt and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of scarecrow locations, visit champaigncounty.org.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jets Pizza, choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jets bread with dipping sauce, medium round one-topping pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.99. That's right, pick two or more for just $6.99. Sub and small salad, $6.99 each. Small Detroit-style pizza and Jets bread, $6.99 each. Promo code MIX2. And don't forget to ask for contactless delivery. Pick two or more for $6.99 each and contactless delivery. A deal that can't be beat. Jets, better because it has to be.
For 90 years, American Family Insurance has been helping farmers and ranchers protect their hard work. And just as your operations have evolved, our coverage has too. Contact a local agent to learn about our customized policies today or get a quote at amfam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
You just heard Game Day Spirit. This segment, this hour, brought to you by Game Day Spirit, our friends at Game Day Spirit, two locations, Neal Street, Green Street. It is the place to be. This Saturday, I'll be wearing my orange Illinois hoodie purchased from Game Day Spirit, and I cannot wait. It's perfect hoodie weather. And Game Day Spirit's got everything you need. If you need something for the end of the football season, go get it. If you need something for basketball, you need to update your apparel for Illinois. They also have a lot of different things. Go to their website, gamedayspirit.com. I always encourage you to go look at it there and then maybe visit the store, or you can order online at gamedayspirit.com. That is a great store here in Champaign-Urbana and a wonderful sponsor of Illinois Athletics and The Drive with Tay and Piper. Latte, Derek Piper. We've got one more soundbite I wanted to play from Brett Bielema. Heard a lot from him, and we talked about it last hour. He won the press conference today. That was a Hall of Fame press conference from Brett Bielema. I appreciate Trevor Valise taking those five clips off for us. Trevor going to join us here in a little bit. We'll preview a little bit of the World Series tonight, Braves and Astros. But certainly this Illinois team has to be fired up. I mean, you talk about momentum, right, and how big momentum is, Derek, going into a game. Can I ask you maybe the dumbest question you'll hear all week?
Yeah.
I mean, and shocking, it's going to come from me. The way you beat Penn State by just absolutely putting the big boys up front on that offensive line. Now, I know you won that game, too, with incredible defense. So I'm not taking anything away from the defense. Please understand that. But speaking offensively now, which is what we do, right? We never give the defense enough credit. We're actually talking offensive line. I mean, that, which is weird because those guys normally don't get any kind of pub. Do you come out against Rutgers in the same look and say, all right, we're doing the same thing until you prove you can stop us?
I think you have to. And you look at the Big Ten defensive stats. And again, we've diagrammed that Rutgers has faced some tough teams, especially here of late. But they're 10th in the league. In the conference, I should say, in the Big Ten, in terms of yards per carry allowed, about 4 yards per carry, 11th overall in rush defense per game in terms of what they're allowing on the ground. So they rank even below Penn State. I mean, Penn State was a top-scoring defense in the Big Ten. That's your identity. It's not like even if Rutgers was up near Wisconsin.
Right.
After seeing what happened in the Wisconsin game and how unsuccessful the offense was, and then looking at the Penn State game, you have to try that brand of football. That has to be your identity, and then pivot from that if necessary. But you know what Brandon Peters is at quarterback.
Right.
You know, as far as your receivers, what you don't really have in terms of a bunch of weapons, you've got to line up and just try to smack them in the mouth in terms of your run defense. And I do think some additional wrinkles out of Tony Peterson, which was
I agree.
Would be good because that was part of what excited you about the game plan going into Penn State. And maybe it is more Wildcat jet sweep action. But for the most part, a lot of offensive linemen, some heavy sets, and just feeding your backs.
I like what you said about that, about some more wrinkles from Tony Peterson. And here's what I mean. During the bye week, they obviously figured this out, right? And they said, why can't we put 8 offensive linemen out there and run the football? And they did. And it's, you know, it's caused, like Trevor said yesterday, these funny memes of like 38 guys on the offensive line. Now I would think that now that they know what they're doing, now that everybody is comfortable with that notion, my thought is some play action wrinkles out of that with your linebackers, with Luke Ford, with Daniel Barker, stuff like that, right? That you could, once you get Rutgers thinking, okay, they're just going to continue to run the ball down our throat, you know, maybe one of those play actions, go Isaiah Williams deep or across the middle. He's not really a deep guy. But is Deuce Spann, I guess he's out.
I haven't heard much about him.
We haven't. Yeah, it was weird. But, you know, I could see just pound, 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 play action, Deuce Spann deep. Or something like that if he's even playing. I just, and I like your idea about the wrinkles as well, like about a wildcat, maybe put Isaiah behind there a couple of times. I'll ask you this about Brandon Peters, and we'll get to the soundbite from Brett Bielema. We've seen, not often, we've seen in 3 years Brandon Peters have a couple of moments. Let's be honest. A lot of that was to Josh Amatorbebe, where he'd throw it up and he would go get it. Some of that was against Michigan State, where he led us back, you know, four touchdowns, I think, in the second half. And so there have been moments for Brandon Peterson. Is there anything in your mind that thinks, because I'm going to be honest with you, two things can really make you shake your head about an athlete that's not performing like you think. Number one, injured. And we're hearing more today about Art Sikowski and his right shoulder. Maybe that's something that was kind of holding him back where, you know, there were times where early in the season it looked like he was pretty good, you know, throwing the ball, scoring points against UTSA. All of a sudden the other day he couldn't throw the ball 5 yards in the end zone for a winning touchdown, essentially, or a two-point conversion or whatever that is. And so maybe you look back on that. Now, I'm not ever going to say that Art Sitkowski is going to be, you know, Eli Manning. I don't know why I went Eli instead of Peyton. Let's just roll from there. By the way, did you watch that last night?
I did.
Okay, we may have to get to that tomorrow. But the point is there a chance that Brandon Peters still has a moment left in him? And whether that's this week, whether that's against Iowa, whether that's down the road, against Minnesota, against Northwestern, I mean, is there a moment left to where Brandon Peters can run off that field with his head held high saying, man, I just had a game that helped us get to a victory?
I hope that for him, but I'd have to believe it,
I'm with you.
Because when you look at it, I know that we...
Well, that was the other part. By the other part of that is that sometimes it's either injury or it's confidence.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't answer my own question.
I don't maybe see that happening.
Okay.
Honestly, you look back, and we haven't heard a whole lot about what exactly his injury was in the Wisconsin game, but Art threw 12 straight incomplete passes in that game. I know Brandon missed bye week practice, but he was back on the practice field leading up to Penn State, and you already apparently secretly knew, the coaching staff did, that Art had a bum shoulder to an extent, where he wasn't 100% in terms of a passer. So he had that and then had a limitation with his shoulder, and you went with Art on the road at Penn State because he was presumably your best option against Brandon. And we kind of joke about how long it took Brandon to throw that ball to Casey Washington. I mean,
it
took forever, and that just shows you his lack of confidence or just not processing the game. So I would just double down on the run game. And I know that Isaiah, as far as like jet sweep action, when you motion him in the backfield from one side to the other, that makes the defense think about containing that corner, like in terms of like flipping it to him and have him hit the edge.
No doubt.
But why not have him be the guy that maybe hands the ball to Chase Brown or hands the ball to McCray?
I love that.
As like a read option, or even just like he play actions and just sprints out and rolls out and then hits that edge. So I think that's where I would want to see more creativity instead of saying, okay, we have to go back to Brandon. Let's try to see if we can reignite that, because they tried it against Charlotte and pushed him through into that second half, and he threw for 76 yards in the game.
Good call.
He didn't have anything against Wisconsin. I haven't seen it.
I like it. I like your idea about Isaiah Williams taking a few snaps, and why not throw it? I mean, I know, listen, there's a reason he's not your starting quarterback, but he can throw the ball. We've seen it. So with the idea that he's going to hand the ball off to either McCray or Brown or take it himself in a wildcat fashion, how about a couple of times just lining up and throwing the football? Brett Bielema today spoke about kind of previewing Rutgers and also tied it in 3 minutes about that crazy ending in Penn State. This is the clip I wanted you to hear, even though I haven't heard it. True story.
Really excited about this week's opportunity. I think the greatest thing that we can do is continue to take this program and advance it forward. I think the important part out of Saturday is obviously to get the win, to have the nine overtimes and all that goes into it. I think that game was earned. I really do believe that our guys, I challenged the guys all week for the 74 players hopping on that plane, the coaches that were going over there with us, the support staff that we were going over there with one intent to win the football game. We're not going to play in a game. We're going to win a game. And I don't think anybody on that sideline, at least on our sideline, was surprised by the result. I said that to him at halftime, was very emphatic about that. And to have that faith for nine overtimes to replace an offensive tackle, who in my opinion is probably one of the better players in this league, to replace a running back that went down during the course of the game, to replace a quarterback that went down during the overtime fanatic, and to have a returning quarterback to come back off the bench and throw the game-winning two-point conversion speaks of volumes about what this is. You have a defense that played extremely well, two inside linebackers who didn't even start in the first game. The two starters, Jake Hansen and C.J. Hart, have now been removed from the year, and to have those guys step into those roles. The law firm of Newton and Randolph, those guys, the way they played inside was just incredible with their extension, their hands, and Isaiah Gay, we actually gave him an MVP honor with just the way he played and really set the tone out there. So a lot of really good things. Now we jump into the Rutgers prep. We put that game to bed a little bit early yesterday. I wanted to move that behind him for two reasons. First off, a lot of respect for the victory and what they earned, but I also wanted them to put that behind them because there hasn't been a great amount of success over a period of time. These guys haven't learned that the expectation is what happened Saturday, not the exception, right? Like, congratulations, you did your job. Now let's go forward, right? So we put to bed the game really quickly last night and moved into our Rutgers preparation, a team that is obviously 3-4, won their first three games, has faced a pretty daunting Big Ten schedule, have played very, very well against them. Unfortunately, they weren't able to have the success at the end with a victory, but in the infancy of their program, I know Coach Chiano very well. You can see the strides they've made and the way they're playing, so got a tremendous amount of respect for them, offense, defense, special teams. They have a punter that probably will rival Blake for his effectiveness and be able to affect the game and control it. An offense that's very similar to us in the fact that they are trying to be physical, run the ball. I know that's not the numbers they wanted, but you see the emphasis on it there in the throw game defensively. The defense coordinator and I have worked together a long time. I've worked with Greg at the New England Patriots, so I know a lot of coaches, Bob on their staff. Know a lot of players and coaches. I'm sorry, a lot of coaches on that staff that I've either worked with or been around my entire coaching career. So a lot of close ties. I'm excited about the opportunity and really excited to get back here in Memorial. I know everybody is trying to find different ways to get him here. I'm just going to make it emphatic. I'd love to have as many Brett people Bielema. In Memorial as we possibly can get.
There you go. That's Brett Bielema. Did I have my mic on for that? I'm sorry. That was just kind of funny, though. He had a great press conference today. I thought I had to make a little fun of that. Yeah, I mean, I know Bob on their staff. Well, probably most staffs have a Bob, I would assume. I just pulled up a Ryan Johnson article from Joey Wagner back on June 9. And I was just reading this about him. And, you know, I guess he's your backup should something happen to Brandon Peters. Or you go what you've said and go Isaiah Williams, just run Wildcat the whole time. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a final break, come back, and Trevor, you and I are going to give our World Series predictions. It starts tonight. Braves and Astros will do it next after I talk to Bob. It is The Drive.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
Hey, this is Brad Blumenschein again with the RE/MAX Collection, the luxury home division of RE/MAX Realty Associates. And if you've thought about buying or selling a home, you need to give me a call right now. Don't feel like you missed out on this crazy home market, because there is still a ton of buyers and sellers out there. Matter of fact, inventory right now is at an all-time low. So give me a call. I'd like to meet with you one-on-one, find out what your home is worth, and get you the most money for your home. So call or text me at 217-840-4381.
A hero who risked everything for us all, stood up against tyranny, protected our country, and built a legacy that should never be forgotten. And now, you have it all expertly framed to remember forever. Trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. That's why there's no wimpy frames here. Every custom frame is designed with you and comes with a lifetime guarantee. For the moments that matter, like your hero, trust the framing experts at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, boutique, and your custom framing experts.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
This football season, make sure you rush into Dick Van Dyke Appliance World like a middle linebacker who got the blitz signal. They have a brand new showroom ready to knock your cleats off. The remodel has customers buzzing. The selection is off the charts with plenty of in-stock appliances to choose from. Also, check out the new wall mural starring Dennis and your favorite local All-American linebacker. Dick Van Dyke is now offering financing that's interest-free until January 2023. Stop in the store or start your appliance shopping now at appliance-world.com.
Step out this fall with Merle Norman's City Chic Color Collection. Featuring a 10-shade shadow palette, matte cheek color, and three nude rose and berry plush lipsticks. Shop now and receive a free travel-size glow-getters gift. It features exfoliating gentle polish, vitamin C-packed Brilliant C Brightening Serum, and moisturizer. Plus, Ultra Glow Powder Highlighter. The limited edition City Chic Color Collection and free gift with purchase are available now while supplies last at Merle Norman Champaign.
Your gift is free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios beginning September 1st. Limit one per customer.
Hey, Line Eye fans. It's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Would not have come out with Heartless by Kanye West. They would have come out with this. Oh! Harold Reynolds joining us now in studio. Have we gotten any closer to having Harold Reynolds on, Trevor?
I have not tried.
Oh, you haven't even tried?
No.
Okay.
You want Harold Reynolds on?
I think it'd be cool.
I don't know.
Just tell him that every time I play the MLB song, I bring him up. See if he's
sure he'd love it.
I bet he would. And I did notice another birthday flew by and no Matt Damon.
Every year I email his publicist person. I genuinely do.
Don't you? Do they even?
No, I don't even know if it's the right email.
Oh, they don't even
When
answer.
You're Googling contact Matt Damon and you're just grabbing emails from the search, like, I don't.
One of these years. One of these.
They asked Tom Brady last night, do you talk to Matt Damon every night before bed? True. When they did the true or false.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, I see. I didn't
He
see.
Said true, but then he's.
Got a giggle.
Yeah, actually, that's false.
That's awesome. All right. We are running so late. Can we do this quickly?
I try to preface it with the ESPN radio here.
Yeah.
You know, because, oh, wow, ESPN radio.
Ooh, crap. Yeah. The ESPN radio wants to talk to you, Matt.
Media request is the subject line. You know, I try to make it more professional.
Hey,
Matt, Lon's 51st birthday is coming up.
He was born the day after you. You guys are like buddies.
He loves We Bought a Zoo. His favorite movie.
I actually watched it, and it wasn't that good. After that, I said...
We suck.
And I mean, whenever he's bad, I'm bad.
The Happening?
Yeah.
Yikes.
How do you like them apples?
Yikes.
All right, Braves and Astros. I'm taking Astros in six.
I was going to say Astros in six.
Okay, Trevor?
Braves in seven, just to be weird.
Oh, go! You did call Illinois beating Penn State.
I was forced to because I was Hans.
You were Hans, that's right.
I think
right.
I said 20 to 14 or something, so I'll take it.
You wow. did well there. Let's get out of here, shall we?
Let's do.
Everybody, we'll talk to you tomorrow. How about that? It's The Drive.